salvation from sin is one step further. You shall call his name Jesus, Matthew 1:21, because he will save, not he will forgive, he will save his people from their sins. It took me 16 years of reading the Bible. I'm not exaggerating. It took me 16 years after I was born again to read that verse properly. Matthew 1:21. You shall call his name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. The first promise in the New Testament. Whenever I read it for 16 years, I always read it as, he'll forgive me. Always. I mean, I don't know why. It's a mental block or whatever it is. Actually, what that means is he forgives me. But what's written there is not he'll forgive me. That isn't even in the Old Testament. David said in Psalm 103, bless the Lord who forgives all my sins. He will save me. This is a new covenant message. And I never understood it. But once I understood it, then I began to have faith that Jesus could save me from this sin and 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 this sin. Gradually I began to have victory over sins. Now I want to say to you, my dear brothers and sisters, there are sins in your life that are defeating you repeatedly. Believe Matthew 1:21, first promise in the New Testament. He can save you. He will save you from that sin which you're falling into all the time. You don't have to ever get angry with your wife again or with your husband. Jesus can save you from it, from yelling at each other. He can save you from it. He can save you from bitterness in your heart against somebody who did something terribly evil to you or your family. He can save you from it so thoroughly that you can love that person, even though he did so much evil to you. This is a tremendous thing, salvation. That's the meaning of saying Jesus is my Savior. So, in future when we talk about saving and salvation and Savior, let's remember, it's different from being forgiven. So here, coming back to 2 Corinthians 12. Three times he prayed, take away the sickness. And then he got an answer. And I read from that if he didn't get an answer after three times, he'd have prayed 30 times or 300 times. There's nothing wrong in praying 300 times. Why God delays in answering, like many other questions in the Bible, I can answer in three words. I don't know. There are many things in the Bible I answer with three words. I don't know. But I think it must be to strengthen my faith that he doesn't answer immediately. That's what I found in my own life. There are things I asked for and I never got an answer, sometimes for years, but it strengthened my faith. I saw how he did it. I remember when I was 24 years old and I was working in the Navy in India, the Lord very clearly called me to leave my job from Scripture one morning. It was very clear, just like the Lord called the disciples, quit your job, quit your fishing. It was just as clear to me. So I put in my resignation letter. I said, Lord, now I can be free to go out to serve you. And my resignation letter went up to Naval Headquarters and they said, no, you cannot be released. To tell you honestly, I was absolutely surprised. Because I said, Lord, you run this universe. You taught us to pray, Our Father who art in heaven. How can these people say no? I really was surprised. Of course, the reason I gave in my resignation letter was, Jesus Christ has called me to serve him. And they said, we don't recognize that. So it shook my faith. Does God have almighty power to control naval headquarters in India? And I applied a second time with the same reasons, rejected. This went on for 2 years. And I applied a third time. and I got accepted. Why God delayed? There could be reasons. Maybe I was not mature enough to go out. Maybe God's time hadn't come. But it certainly strengthened my faith in one thing, that Jesus Christ runs this universe. He's got control. He said, all authority in heaven and earth is given to me. That's the word that came to me at that time. In Matthew 28, it says, all authority in heaven and earth is given to me. Therefore, go and preach. Today, the way it is spoken is, there are needy people out there who haven't heard the gospel. Go and preach. Isn't that how missionary calls are given? There are needy people in Africa and India and other countries. Go and preach. Jesus never said that. He said, all authority is given to me, therefore go and preach. There's a lot of difference between me going out somewhere because there's a needy person there or somewhere else. And I can get frustrated with that type of ministry, particularly in a country like India with more than 1 billion people and 98% of them having other religions. You can get really discouraged. But when I go on the basis of Jesus says, all authority in heaven and earth is given to me, therefore you go, it made a world of difference in my life. I'm just trying to point out some scriptures that you've heard many times, but we take so lightly and carelessly and we miss out something. And when I went out on the basis of his having all authority, I found the Lord blessed my work. People were converted. Churches were planted. Because I did not go out on the basis of, oh, there are needy people there, let me go and help them. No. All authority belongs to my Lord, and he has told me to go. That's all. It's his business to convert, his business to plant a church. That's not mine. It's not my business to save people from hell. My business is only to do what he says. All authority is given to me, you do what I say. Go and preach. I did that. And he did the business of converting them and planting the church. I mean, people give me the credit. That's because they don't know who did the job. It's like if I pass a cake around here and you say, Brother Zach, that is a wonderful cake you made. No, I didn't make it. I'm only distributing it. Somebody else made it. All preachers who take credit for something, they're not honest. I can't even take credit for this message I'm preaching right now. The Lord gives me the words and I speak and I cannot take credit for it. I cannot take credit for anything I have done for the Lord. I only did what the Lord said. All authority is given to me. Go and do this. And I seek to be sensitive to the Lord's voice. When he tells me to do something, or when he tells me to stop doing something, or to go somewhere or not to go somewhere. And the rest I leave in the Lord's hand. Then you won't get proud when you accomplish something for the Lord. And you won't get discouraged if something you hoped would happen didn't happen. You go on the basis of all authority is given to the Lord. Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20.